Anti-Biomania with Stuart Swadron and Billy Mallon.
Okay, I never heard this word till a couple of months ago when Mel was talking about his experience with doxy.
Right.
And I also, when I go overseas, have been taking doxy for anti-malaria.
Scary.
Not going to anymore, I think, but I've never had a problem with it. I'll just freely admit, not at all aware of the massive problems with all kinds of medications here, but specifically the antibiotics.
I think we are all used to educating our patients, make sure you take the entire course, you know, even if you're feeling better, make sure, because you'll build up a resistance to it. That's one of my spiels when I give somebody antibiotics. Now I'm going to like, well, maybe it might make you crazy. Or depressed.
Suicidal.
Whole number of things. So look out for those. Like, that's scary for us to educate our patients. They're not going to want to take them.
But I think it's critically important that we tell them.
I agree.
I can't imagine feeling that way and not having a clue as to what it is, or remembering over and over again the nurse saying, unless you develop a rash or shortness of breath.
Right. Come back in. Yeah.
And you may have some diarrhea and, you know, or use a different form of birth control other than just, you know, things like that. That's a spiel I give. So this is pretty amazing. Maybe I talk about tendon rupture now, but that's as far as I go. So I think the pearls here were really getting a good history and timeline when patients come in with unusual complaints. Like, when did this happen? Have you started any other medications?
Look at their medical history, their medication history. Very important.
You know, very interesting that we're talking about days. And you have a story, don't you, at least, just about steroids?
Yeah, because I was on prednisone. I had a cough for like 5-6 months and it wasn't going away. One of the community docs was tired of hearing me cough when I was working. It was like that hacking, nagging cough that I couldn't get rid of. No amount of cough drops, cough medicine could do it. I've tried everything. He's like, well, let me put you on a course of steroids and prednisone for like 5 days. I'm like, all right. So 60 milligrams for 5 days, 2.5 days into it, I felt off. There was something wrong. I couldn't even explain it. I was like edgy, just not good. So I stopped taking it and it went away.
But your cough went away.
And my cough went away as well.
So amazing. You actually survived that very well.
But yeah, it just goes to show you that medications are not benign. Not even Tylenol, not even oxygen, which we consider a medication. Nothing is benign.
Lidocaine, steroids, Cipro, clarithromycin. I mean, the list is amazing. Lidocaine, bupivacaine, all things that we use all the time. These are really important.
The Cipro one is that shocks me, because we hand that out like it's candy, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, all of them. All doxy. Yeah. I mean, these are all just our baseline easy breezy drugs. Fungal infections, yes, we'll warn about that.
Right.
I mean, a few of these things that they mention, we do warn about, but most of them, no. It's not even on my radar. So really important information. Anti-biomania. New word for me.
Education.
For us.